With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court will issue more opinions today before it's expected to recess at the end of the month. Among them are a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for actions taken while in office. Other decisions include cases against the January 6 protesters and abortion access in medical emergencies. The latest fundraising numbers from the presidential campaigns are in.
Donald Trump's campaign outraised President Biden's by more than $60 million last month. Federal filings detail a Republican fundraising explosion sparked by Trump's felony convictions in the New York hush money case. Biden's campaign and the Democratic National Committee together raised a robust $85 million in May and reported $212 million in the bank at the end of the month. But Trump's fundraising, for 1 month at least, dwarfed Biden's. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee said it raised an astounding $141 million in May. That includes tens of millions donated immediately after Trump was convicted. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Georgia Republicans settled two congressional nominations in Tuesday runoffs.
Former U.S. Education Department official Wayne Johnson beat Chuck Hand for the Republican nomination in the 2nd Congressional District. Johnson will challenge 16-term Democratic incumbent Sanford Bishop for the district, which sprawls across 30 counties in southwest Georgia, stretching into Columbus and Macon. The district has delivered comfortable Democratic majorities in recent years. In the Democratic contest to challenge Taylor Greene in the 14th District, Sean Harris beat Clarence Blaylock. Harris faces an uphill fight in the strongly Republican district. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Norway hits the rare mineral jackpot. The Norwegian mining company Rare Earths Norway has uncovered the largest deposit of rare earth minerals in Europe, in the southern tip of the country. This is SRN News. Louisiana goes back to the Bible, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry has signed a law that will require all public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments, making Louisiana the first state to do so. The governor says, quote, if you want to respect the rule of law, you've got to start from the original law given, which was Moses. The American Civil Liberties Union and Americans United for Separation of Church and State are vowing to challenge the new law in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's considering a ban on face masks in the New York City subway system. Says she has concerns about people shielding their identities while committing anti-Semitic acts, which are on the rise in the city. The policy is still being worked out, but the governor says it would contain exemptions for health, cultural, or religious reasons. Hochul admits establishing a ban would be complicated because face coverings have become common on subways. This is SRN News. A dip for NVIDIA weighs on Wall Street.
Stock indexes edged back from their record highs, weighed down by a rare dip for Wall Street darling NVIDIA. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Thursday from its all-time high, which was set before Wednesday's holiday. The Nasdaq Composite also pulled back from its record, falling 0.8%. The Dow beat the market with a gain of 299 points. That's about 0.8%. NVIDIA gave up an early gain and fell 3.5%, putting an 8-week winning streak at risk. Winnebago Industries fell 3.5% after reporting results that fell short of forecasts. The motorhome maker has been introducing economical trailers to attract more customers. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.26%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Inflation will reportedly outpace take-home pay for the next few years. New research finds that 97% of job pay failed to keep up. More details at SRNNews.com.